and Romans chapter 1. The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the holy scriptures, concerning his Son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we received grace and apostleship, unto obedience of faith among all the nations, for his name's sake, among whom are you also called to be Jesus Christ's, to all that are in Rome, agape beloved of God, called to be saints, grace, to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ, for you all, that your faith is proclaimed throughout the entire world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son, how unceasingly I make mention of you, always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I may be prospered by the will of God, to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established, that is, that I with you may be comforted in you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. And I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, and was hindered here, that I might have some fruit in you also, even as in the rest of the Gentiles. I am debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you also that are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, and illegal works without law of men, who hinder the truth in works without law, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them. For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be outside excuse, because that, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God, for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves, for that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped, and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile passions, for their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working God disgust, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are deviant, being filled with all illegal works against written law, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, outside understanding, covenant breakers, outside natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but death also they that consent with them in that practice. And, Romans chapter 2. Therefore you are outside excuse, O man, any one, who you are that judges, for wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you that judge do practice the same things. And we know, that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckons you this, O man, who judge them that practice such things, and do the same, that you shall escape the judgment of God. Or despise you the riches of his goodness and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But after your hardness and impenitent heart treasures up for yourself wrath, in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works, to them that by patience, in well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life, but unto them that are factious, and obey not the truth, but you, who obey illegal works against the law, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation, and anguish, upon every soul of man, that works evil. Of the Jew first, and also of the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned outside the written law through Moses shall also perish outside the written law through Moses, and as many as have sinned under the written law through Moses shall be judged by the written law through Moses, for not the hearers of the law through Moses are just before God, but the doers of the law through Moses shall be justified, for when Gentiles that have not the law through Moses do by nature the things of the law through Moses these, not having the law through Moses are the law through Moses unto themselves, in that they show the work of the written law through Moses written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness with, and their thoughts one with another accusing, or else excusing them in the day, when God shall judge the secrets of men, according to my gospel, by Jesus Christ. But if you bear the name of a Jew, and rests upon the law through Moses, and glories in God, and know his will, and approves the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the written law through Moses, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light of them that are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having in the written law through Moses the form of knowledge, and of the truth, you therefore that teach another, teach you not yourself? You that preach a man should not steal, do you steal? You that say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You that abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who glories in the written law through Moses, through your transgression of the written law of the law written through Moses you dishonor God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, even as it is written. For circumcision indeed profited, if you be a doer of the written law through Moses, but if you be a transgressor of the written law through Moses your circumcision is become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcision keep the ordinances of the written law through Moses shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision. And shall not the uncircumcision which is by nature, if it fulfill the written law through Moses judge you, who with the letter and circumcision are a transgressor of the written law through Moses? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. And, Romans chapter 3. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much every way, first of all, that they were entrusted with the written oracles of God. For what if some were outside faith? Shall their want of faith make of none effect the faithfulness of God? God forbid, behold, let God be found true, but every man liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your words, and might prevail when you come into judgment. But if our righteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who visits with wrath? I speak after the manner of men. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? But if the truth of God, through my lie abounded unto his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not, as we are slanderously reported, and, as some affirm, that we say, let us do evil, that good may come? Whose condemnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we before laid to the charge both of Jews and Greeks, that they are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, there is none that understands, there is none that seeks after God, they have all turned aside, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not so much as one, their throat is an open sepulcher, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the written law though Moses said, it speaks to them that are under the written law through Moses, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of God, because by the works of the written law through Moses shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for through the written law through Moses comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the written law through Moses a righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the written law through Moses, and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, through the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all them that believe, for there is no distinction in the written law through Christ, for all have sinned, and fall short of the glory of God, of past sins being justified freely by his grace through the redemption, that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation, through faith, in his blood, to show his righteousness, because of the passing over of the sins done aforetime, in the forbearance of God, for the showing, I say, of his righteousness at this present time, that he might himself be just, and the justifier of him, that has faith in Jesus. Where then is the boasting? Is boasting excluded? By what manner of written law? Of works of the written law through Moses? No, but the boasting is by the law of faith. We reckon therefore that a man is justified by the law of faith apart from the works of the written law through Moses. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Behold, of Gentiles also, if so be that God is one, and he shall justify the circumcision by the written law through Moses, and the uncircumcision through the law of faith. Do we then make the written law through Moses of none effect through the law of faith? God forbid, no, we establish the written law through Moses. And, Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, has found according to the flesh? For, if Abraham was justified by works, he has where to glory, but not toward God. For what said the Scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Now to him that works through the written law of Moses the reward is not reckoned as of grace, but as of debt. But to him that worked not in past tense, but present tense believes on him, that justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David also pronounced blessing upon the man, unto whom God reckons righteousness apart from works through Moses, saying, Blessed are they whose illegal works without law are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not reckon sin. Is this blessing then pronounced upon the circumcision, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say, to Abraham his faith was reckoned for righteousness. How then was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be reckoned unto them, and the father of circumcision, to them, who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham which he had in uncircumcision. For not through the written law through Moses was the promise to Abraham, or to his seed, that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness works of the law of faith. For if they that are of the written law through Moses are heirs, works of faith is made void, and the promise is made of none effect, for the written law through Moses works wrath, but where there is no law from God, neither is there transgression of the law. For this cause it is the law of faith, that it may be according to grace, to the end, that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the written law through Moses, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, A father of many nations have I made you, before him, whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead, and calls the things that are not, as though they were, who in hope believed against hope, to the end, that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your seed be. And outside being weakened in faith he considered his own body now as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, yet, looking unto the promise of God, he wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore also it was reckoned unto him for good works. Now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was reckoned unto him, but for our sake also, unto whom it shall be reckoned, who believe on him, that raised Jesus our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up for our trespasses, and he was raised for our justification to pass over, or to make sinless. And, Romans chapter 5. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have had our access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also rejoice in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation works steadfastness, and steadfastness, approvedness, and approvedness, hope, and hope puts not to shame, because the agape love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit which was given unto us. For while we were yet weak, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, for perhaps for the good man someone would even dare to die. But God reveals his own agape love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God, through him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God, through the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life, and not only so, but we also rejoice in God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all sin for until the written law from God sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over them, that had not sinned after the likeness of Adam's transgression of the law, who is a figure of him, that was to come. But not, as the trespass, so also is the free gift. For if by the trespass of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound unto the many. And not, as through one, that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment came of one unto condemnation, but the free gift came of many trespasses unto justification. For if, by the trespass of the one, death reigned through the one, much more shall they that receive the abundance of grace, and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one, even Jesus Christ. So then, as through one trespass the judgment came unto all men to condemnation, even so through one act of righteousness the free gift came unto all men to justification of life. For as through Adam the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one shall the many be made righteous. And the written law through Moses came in besides, that the trespass might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did abound more exceedingly, that, as sin reigned in death, even so might grace reign through works of righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And, Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. We who died to sin, how shall we any longer live therein? Or are you ignorant that all we, who were immersed in water into Christ Jesus were immersed into his death? We were buried in water therefore with him through immersion in water unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might be spiritually resurrected to walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him that the body of sin might be done away, that so we through the moment of the resurrection should no longer be in bondage to sin, for he that has died from sin is justified from sin. But if we died from sin with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more, death no more has dominion over him. For the death that he died unto sin once, but the life that he lives unto God. Even so reckon you also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lusts there, neither present your members unto sin as instruments of legal works against the law, but present yourselves unto God, as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of good works unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under written law through Moses, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we are not under the written law through Moses, but under grace? God forbid. Know you not, that to whom you present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants you are whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto legal works of the law through Moses? But thanks be to God, that, whereas you were servants of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered, and being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness, which is legal works of the law. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh, for, as you presented your members as servants to uncleanness, and to work without law unto works of lawlessness, even so now present your members as servants to lawful works unto sanctification. For when you were servants of sin, you were free in regard to legal works of the law. What fruit then had you at that time in the things, where you are now ashamed? For the end of those things illegal or lawless works is death. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and, Romans chapter 7. Or are you ignorant, brethren, for I speak to men who know the written law through Moses, that the written law through Moses has dominion over a man for so long time, as he lives. For the woman that has a husband is bound by written law through Moses, to the husband, while he lives, but if the husband die, she is discharged from the written law of the husband. So then if, while the husband lives, she be joined to another man, she shall be called an adulteress, but if the husband die, she is free from the written law through Moses so that she is no adulteress, though she be sexually joined to another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also were made dead to the written law through Moses, through the body of Christ, that you should be joined to another law of faith even to him, who was raised from the dead, that we might bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions, which were through the written law of Moses wrought in our members, to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we have been discharged from the written law through Moses having died to that wherein we were held, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit, and not in oldness of the written letter. What shall we say then? Is the written law through Moses sin? God forbid. Howbeit, I had not known sin, except through the written law through Moses, for I had not known coveting, except the written law through Moses had said, You shall not covet, but sin, finding occasion, wrought in me through the commandment all manner of coveting, for apart from the written law through Moses sin is dead. And I was physically alive, but apart from the written law through Moses once by the Pharisee or law of the Halakha, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died, and the commandment, which was unto life, this I found to be unto death, for my sin, finding occasion, through the commandment in my Pharisee or law had deceived me, and through learning truth it slew me. So that it is the written law through Moses that is holy, and the commandment holy, and righteous, and good. Did then that which is good become death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might be shown to be sin, by working death to me through that which is good, that through the commandments sin might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the written law through Moses is spiritual, but through my old oral law of the Pharisee I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do I know not, for not what I would, that do I practice, but what I hate, that I do. But if what I would not, that I do, I consent unto the written law through Moses, that it is good. So now in my old oral law of the Pharisee it is no more I that do it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing, for to will is present with me, but to do that which is good is not normal. For the good which I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I practice. But if what I would not, that I do, it is no more I that do it, but sin which dwells in me. I find in the written law through Moses, that, to me, who would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the written law of God through Moses, after the inward man, but I see a different natural law in my members, war against the old Pharisee unwritten law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity, under the written law of sin through Moses which natural law is in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me out of the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I of myself with the mind of the Holy Spirit indeed, serve the law of God through faith, but with the flesh the written law through Moses of sin. And Romans chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of faith in the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the written law through Moses of sin, and of death. For what the law through Moses could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin, in the flesh, that the ordinances of the law of faith might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind of the flesh is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of faith of God, neither indeed can it be, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life, because of righteous works. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus, from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus, from the dead shall give life also to your mortal bodies, through his Spirit that dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you must die, but if you live by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many, as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you receive not the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you receive the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him that we may be also glorified with him. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us ward. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only so, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for our adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. For in hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for that which he sees? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. and in like manner the Spirit also helps our infirmity. For we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that to them that agape love God all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. For those whom he knew before, he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he foreordained, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and those whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ Jesus that died, behold rather, that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the agape love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Even as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long, we were accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that agape loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor messengers, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the agape love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Romans chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ, I lean not, my conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit, that I have great sorrow, and unceasing pain in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were anathema from Christ, for my brethren's sake, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, whose is the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the written law through Moses, and the service of God, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom is Christ, as concerning the flesh, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has come to nothing. For they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither, because they are Abraham's seed, are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, it is not the children of the flesh that are children of God, but the children of the promise are reckoned for a seed. For this is a word of promise, according to this season will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but Rebekah also having conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, the election stands not of works, but of him that calls, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Even as it is written, Jacob I agape loved, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? Is there not illegal works against the written law with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God, that has mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, for this very purpose did I raise you up, that I might show in you my power, and that my name might be published abroad in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whom he will, and whom he will be harden. You will say then unto me, why does he still find fault? For who withstands his will? No, but, O man, who are you that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why did you make me thus? Or has not the potter a right over the clay, from the same lump, to make one part a vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? What, if God, willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering vessels of wrath fitted unto destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he before prepared unto glory, even us, whom he also called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles? As he said also in Hosea, I will call that my people, which was not my people, and her to be agape beloved, that was not agape beloved. And it shall be, that in the place, where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries concerning Israel, if the number of the children of Israel be, as the sand of the sea, it is the remnant, that shall be saved, for the Lord will execute his word upon the earth, finishing it, and cutting it short. And, as Isaiah has said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had become as Sodom, and had been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, who followed not after righteousness, attained to righteousness of Christ, even the righteousness which is a law of faith. But Israel, following after a halakha, the oral law, of the mind in righteousness, did not arrive at law of faith. Therefore, because they sought it not by faith, but, as it were, by works of the law of the mind, the halakha, they stumbled at the stone of stumbling, even as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. And Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and my supplication to God is for them, that they may be saved. For I bear them witness, that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteous works, and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteous works of God. For Christ is the end of the written law through Moses, unto righteous works to every one that believes. For Moses writes that the man that does righteous works which is of the law shall live thereby. But the righteous works which is by law of faith said, Thus, say not in your heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down, smile, or, Who shall descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what said it? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart, that is, the word of faith, which we preach, because if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart, that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteous works, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, Any one who believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and is rich unto all that call upon him. For any one who shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear outside a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent? Even as it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. But they did not all hear to the glad tidings. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So belief comes of hearing, and hearing, by the word of Christ. But I say, did they not hear? Behold, verily, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy with that which is no nation, with a nation void of understanding will I anger you. And Isaiah is very bold, and said, I was found of them that sought me not, I became manifest unto them that asked not of me. But as to Israel he said, All the day long did I spread out my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And, Romans chapter 11. I say then, did God cast off his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God did not cast off his people which he knew before. Or know you not what the scripture said of Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have dug down your altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what said the answer of God unto him? I have left for myself 7,000 men, who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. But if it is by grace, it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. What then? That which Israel seeks for, that he obtained not, but the election obtained it, and the rest were hardened, according, as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor. Eyes, that they should not see, and ears, that they should not hear, unto this very day. And David said, Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them, let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow you down their back always. I say then, did they stumble, that they might fall? God forbid, but by their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, to provoke them to jealousy. Now if their fall is the riches of the world, and their loss becomes the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? But I speak to you that are Gentiles. Inasmuch then, as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I glorify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy them that are my flesh, and may save some of them. For if the casting away of them is the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And if the first fruit is holy, so is the lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, was grafted in among them, and did become partaker with them of the root of the fatness of the olive tree, glory not over the branches, but if you boast, it is not you that bears the root, but the root you. You will say then, branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, by their unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by your faith. Be not high-minded, but fear, For if God spared not the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Behold then the goodness and severity of God toward them that fell, severity, but toward you, God's goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also shall be cut off. And they also, if they continue not in their unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if he was cut out of that which is by nature a wild olive tree, and was grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, have you ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, that a hardening in part has befallen Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved, even, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, and this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As touching the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but, as touching the election, they are agape beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are not, because someone has repented before the gift. For as you in time past were disobedient to God, but now have obtained mercy by their disobedience, even so have these also now been disobedient, that by the mercy shown to you they also may now obtain mercy. For God has shut up all unto disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unreachable are his judgments, and his ways past tracing out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and unto him, are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And Romans chapter. I ask you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that was given me, to every man, that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think as to think soberly, according as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us give ourselves to our ministry, or he that teaches, to his teaching, or he that exhorts, to his exhorting, he that gives, let him do it with liberality, he that rules, with diligence, he that shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let agape love be outside hypocrisy, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. In filial love of the brethren be tenderly affectionate one to another, in honor preferring one another, in diligence not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Set not your mind on high things, but condescend to things that are lowly. Be not wise in your own conceits. Render to no man evil for evil. Take thought for things honorable in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Avenge not yourselves, agape beloved, but give place unto the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, said the Lord. But if your enemy hunger, feed him, if he thirst, give him to drink, for in so doing you shall heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be in subjection to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. Therefore he that resists the power, withstands the ordinance of God, and they that withstand shall receive to themselves judgment. For rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. And would you have no fear of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise from the same, for he is a minister of God, to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, an avenger for wrath to him that does evil. Therefore you must needs be in subjection, not only because of the wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause you pay tribute also, for they are ministers of God's service, attending continually upon this very thing. Render to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. O no man anything, save to agape love one another, for he that agape loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law through Moses. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, you shall agape love your neighbor as yourself. Agape love works no ill to his neighbor. Agape love therefore is the fulfillment of the law through faith. And this, knowing the season, that already it is time for you to awake out of sleep, for now is salvation nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly, as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts there. And, Romans chapter 14. But him that is weak in faith receive you, him, yet not for decision of scruples. One man has faith to eat all things, but he that is weak eats herbs. Let not him that eats set at nothing him that eats not, and let not him that eats not judge him that eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges the servant of another? To his own Lord he stands, or falls. Behold, he shall be made to stand, for the Lord has power to make him stand. One man esteems holy one day, above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. He that regards holy the day, regards it unto the Lord, and he that eats, eats unto the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he that eats not, unto the Lord he eats not, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord, whether we live therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died, and lived again that he might be Lord, of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you set at nothing your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, said the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge you this rather, that no man put a stumbling block in his brother's way, or an occasion of falling. I know, and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean of itself, save that to him who accounts anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For if because of meat your brother is grieved, you walk no longer in agape love. Destroy not with your meat him for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but works of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he that herein serves Christ is well-pleasing to God, and approved of men. So then let us follow after things which make for peace, and things whereby we may edify one another. Overthrow not for meat's sake the work of God. All things indeed are clean, howbeit it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It is good not to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor to do anything whereby your brother stumbles. The faith which you have you to yourself before God. Happy is he that judge not himself in that which he approves. But he that doubts is condemned if he eat, because he eats not of faith, and whatever is not of the law of faith is sin. And, Romans chapter 15. Now we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for that which is good, unto edifying. For Christ also pleased not himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached you fell upon me. For whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience, and through comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive you one another, even as Christ also received you, to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has been made a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, that he might confirm the promises given unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I give praise unto you among the Gentiles, and sing unto your name. And again he said, Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah said, There shall be the root of Jesse, and he that arises to rule over the Gentiles, on him shall the Gentiles hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. But I write the more boldly unto you in some measure, as putting you again in remembrance, because of the grace that was given me of God, that I should be a minister of Christ Jesus, unto the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I have therefore my glorifying in Christ Jesus in things pertaining to God. For I will not dare to speak of anything save those which Christ wrought through me, for the obedience of the Gentiles, by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem, and round about even unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, behold, making it my aim, so to preach the gospel, not where Christ was already named, that I might not build upon another man's foundation, but, as it is written, they shall see, to whom no tidings of him came, and they, who have not heard, shall understand. Therefore also I was hindered these many times, from coming to you, but now, having no more any place in these regions, and having these many years a longing to come unto you, whensoever I go unto Spain, for I hope to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way there by you, if first in some measure I shall have been satisfied with your company, but now, I say I go unto Jerusalem, ministering unto the saints. For it has been the good pleasure of Macedonia and Achaia, to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints, that are at Jerusalem. Behold, it has been their good pleasure, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, they owe it to them also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have accomplished this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go on by you unto Spain. And I know, that, when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Now I ask you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the agape love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God, for me, that I may be delivered from them, that are disobedient in Judea, and that my ministration which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come unto you in joy through the will of God, and together with you find rest. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. And, Romans chapter 16. I commend unto you Phoebe our sister, who is a servant of the Ecclesia, that is at Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord, worthily of the saints, and that you assist her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself also has been a helper of many, and of mine own self. Salute Prisca and Aquila my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the Ecclesias of the Gentiles, and salute the Ecclesia, that is in their house. Salute Epaenetus my agape beloved, who is the first fruits of Asia unto Christ. Salute Maria, who bestowed much labor on you. Salute Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also have been in Christ, before me. Salute Ampliatus my agape beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbanus our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys my agape beloved. Salute Apelles the approved in Christ. Salute them that are of the household of Aristobulus. Salute Herodion my kinsman. Salute them of the household of Narcissus, that are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute Persis the agape beloved, who labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus the chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren, that are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints, that are with them. Salute one another with the holy kiss. All the ecclesias of Christ salute you. Now I ask you, brethren, mark them, that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the instructions which you learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I rejoice therefore over you, but I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple, unto that which is evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy my fellow worker salutes you, and Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. Idrisius, who write the epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius my host, and of the whole ecclesia, salutes you. Erastus the treasurer of the city salutes you, and Quirius the brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is able to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept in silence through times eternal, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, is made known unto all the nations unto obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.